ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30. The title of the chapter is The Activities of the Prachetas, text number 4.
Darsha,
Darsha,
Darsha.
The Supreme Person
Tu.
Then Sanatana. Eternal. Tesha. Of the Prachetas. Avirbhur. Appeared. Prachram. The seer austerity. Santena. Satisfying. Samya. Samayan. Mitigating. Rucha. By his beauty. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Translation responsibly, please. At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities, performed by Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. Yet, the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At that time, when the duration of life was very long, people could undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. It is said that Valmiki, the author of Ramayana, underwent meditational austerities for 60,000 years. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the Prachetas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. Thus, they all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. Similarly, the devotee forgets all his labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Dhruva Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, Swami Kritarthosmi, my dear Lord, I am very pleased. Of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Tveta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same results simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because the people of this age are fallen, the Lord is kind enough to give them the easiest method. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one can attain the same results. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dasavarsha Sahasrante Purushastu Sanatana Tesham Avirabhu Krishnam Santena Samayam Rucha. At the end of 10,000 years of severe austerities performed by the Prachetas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to reward their austerities, appeared before them in his very pleasing form. This appealed to the Prachetas and satisfied the labor of their austerities. So, in the material world also, we perform austerities. So many people perform austerities, getting up very early in the morning, skipping the breakfast, traveling 1 hour up, 1 hour down. All these different austerities they perform. And what is the end result? End result is not much actually. You may make something, may make some money, you may do this, you may achieve something, but it's not going to be much actually. You just like a vritti samsara vartmani. Again, you go back to the repeated birth and death only. Whatever you achieve in the material world, the whatever great austerities people perform and then they try to achieve things, but there is not much happiness there. Because everything has a beginning and there is an end. This is the problem in the material world. It's like everything, whatever you have, the material pleasure, there is a beginning and there is an end. But unfortunately, we are looking for continuous happiness, Nityananda. We are looking for Nityananda, but we are given only the temporary ananda. This is a little bit of ananda and most of the time distress. So the austerities are there, whether the spiritual world or material life or spiritual life, the austerities are there. But the material austerities does not lead one to anywhere. You perform a material austerities and the end result is again repeated birth and death. Again you have to go back. But here we are finding this the whole idea of spiritual austerities and the prachetas they are performing and under the sea water. This is especially for Melbourne, cold, very cold, and then just performing austerity. It's getting a body big austerity and then the sea water and performing all these austerities. That's a big austerity actually. So that is why, and Srila Prabhupada very kindly says in the purport, performing 10,000 years of severe austerities does not seem a happy endeavor. This is not a very happy endeavor. Even though Bhagavad Gita says in the second ninth chapter, Susukam Kartum Avyayam, devotional service is very happily performed. But depending on the conditioning, because even though they perform these austerities, after, only good thing is after performing the austerities, the end result is they had the darshan of Lord and then they practically forgot everything. We have even though we are that elevated, sometimes we also get a glimpse of that happiness. Sometimes, especially Janmashtami time, like you fast a whole day and then you just want to have a midnight darshan. Just you have midnight darshan for maybe few minutes, you have darshan, or few seconds, you have darshan, and you completely forget whatever from Mangalarti till the midnight, whatever austerities you perform, completely forget. Why? Because there is a spiritual potency there. Because it's not like the austerity, it's not just like a mundane austerity. Austerity performed for the pleasure of the Lord. When you perform austerity, it's for the pleasure of the Lord and there is a reciprocation with the Lord. The Lord is not like standing there and keep on doing something, he's just like completely. No, he is reciprocating. Actually, he is reciprocating much more than whatever he asks for. Krishna says, as you surrender, I reciprocate. But that formula is changed a little bit because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, even you start thinking I'm going to surrender, and Krishna is immediately ready to give the mercy. We take one step, Krishna takes 10 steps or 100 steps. Krishna takes more steps than us because our desire to approach Krishna is our Krishna's desire to take us is much more. That is why things are surviving. Otherwise, it's very difficult. So, Krishna is reciprocating like that with the devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, yes, yet the devotees, the serious students of spiritual life, undergo such austerities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, that is the aim. Then the aim of the all austerities is how to please Lord Hari. Please Hari. Lord Hari is pleased. If you can get the favor of Lord Hari, then all the austerities, all the tapasya, all the penances, whatever we do, that has meaning. Otherwise, we perform austerities for the sake of only austerities and we don't develop a little bit of attraction or a little bit of devotion towards the Lord, then the austerities are like really useless labor. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shrama Yevaihi Kevalam. Shrama Yevaihi Kevalam. It's very, very harsh, but that's a fact. Sometimes the harsh thing, the facts are going to be very harsh also. Because you perform so many activities, so many religious rituals, activities, so many rules, regulations, so many duties you perform, but you have not developed a little bit of devotion, little bit of attraction towards the messages of Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all the activities are useless labor. Because it is not leading us to the higher destination. So these things are to be very clearly understood. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, at the time when the duration of life was very long, people could undergo severe austerities for thousands of years. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Valmiki Rishi. Valmiki Rishi, he underwent severe austerities. He had chanted Mara Mara, meditated on Ra for 60,000 years, and they had Rama Darshan. So this is the beauty. So, but and Srila Prabhupada points out, but we are in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, it is very difficult. Kali Yuga, it is Manda Sumanda Madayo, Manda Bhagya, Hi Upadruta, very difficult. Like this is like any kind of spiritual advancement or spiritual progress, making any spiritual progress is very difficult. But by the mercy of the Lord, the Srila Prabhupada quotes here, like where we can, all the benefits we can get from the doing all these activities, we can do in the Kali Yuga by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So that benefit is there. So here, one interesting point I was thinking is also, all the austerities, the prachetas and all the great the devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they perform under the guidance of a bona fide acharya, bona fide spiritual master. So like if you look at Dhruva Maharaj performed austerities under the guidance of Narada Muni. And here also, the prachetas, they perform these austerities under the guidance of Lord Shiva. Like this, if you look at all the Prahlad Maharaj, all these great authorities, when they perform these austerities, they are not performing austerities whimsically. They are not performing austerities whimsically. Because the way to please the Supreme Lord, if you have the blessings of the devotees, then automatically Lord is also pleased actually. Like we sing the Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagyati Kudoti. That way, when the devotees are pleased, when the pure devotees of the Lord are pleased, then Lord is automatically pleased. So here we find, because Lord Shiva gave this Rudra Gita was the prayers recited by Lord Rudra to, and he taught Prachetas, and Prachetas strictly followed the prayers, and then automatically they became the recipient of the mercy of the Lord. The Lord came, he gave his darshan. Srila Prabhupada quotes here about the Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciated the austerities undergone by the prachetas, and he finally appeared before them in a pleasing form. So, Lord is reciprocating. It's not like we perform, because when we perform devotional service, sometimes you know, like we think like whether there is any reciprocation. Because there is a reciprocation. One day you can do, 2 days you can do. If you have to do month after month, year after year, that means if there is no reciprocation, if the Lord is not reciprocating, how we are able to do that? We have to ask the question, like if we are not, because Lord is reciprocating. Lord is reciprocating. That's why He is eagerly waiting. He is when a living entity like turns his face towards Him, and Lord, oh, okay, now you are, immediately He gives association. He sends a representative, he gives the books, he gives all this facility, he is facilitating everything. Lord is facilitating everything. What we have to do? Just a desire. Yes, Lord, I want to serve you. If you have the desire, then Lord is facilitating everything. If you have the desire that I want to go away from you, then Lord is facilitating that also. If you want to go away from me, then I will make all the arrangements for you to go away. So that is why it is very, very important. As a living entity, we can't do much actually. We can't do much. Our capacity, our power is very, very limited actually. So only thing what we can do is, yes, I gone through all these things. Now at least in this lifetime, let me try to surrender. Let me do something. So then Lord takes it very seriously. Yes, you want to surrender, then He makes all the arrangements. He gives all the facilities. So this is what the beauty is. Lord's reciprocation is there in every step in our life. Every step Lord is reciprocating. So Lord is not like just standing like that and just accepting the service and then no. He's reciprocating every second, every minute. Like we can see the Lord's hand in our activities. Even in our condition state you can see. Then what to talk of all the great devotees, acharyas, where they are all like completely liberated and they can also realize how the Lord is facilitating everything. So, Srila Prabhupada says, thus they became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. So, this is a same thing we discussed like sometimes when you go to Tirupati, Balaji, when you go Darshan, you go and stand there in the, you see, for 8 hours, 10 hours. sometimes, but when you go there, even you are not even allowed to stay there for 1 second or 2 seconds. They just keep on pushing you. But even little bit of that, just a glance of the Lord, if you just have, then as if you have achieved Vaikuntha. Actually, if you are Vaikuntha, if you have darshan of the Lord, then you achieve. So then practically all the difficulties of climbing and all the crowd and all the austerity, you just feel like But we don't feel the same thing. Sometimes people go, especially that when the Diwali and all these things, in India this is cinemas and movie theaters. People go in before, one day only they go and stand in the queue. Yes, as if this is also austerity. First person should get the ticket, as if you are getting the Vaikuntha entrance or something. So they want to be there. And what is the thing? Nothing actually. You go there and you all your shirt is torn and this and that. And then after seeing the movie also, you give the money and then you are completely devastated. It's not like there is nothing. And after that, you come and we had a very good time. What good time you have? This is the good time that I don't want a good time. So this austerity is not going to lead us anywhere. But this austerity is not only it's pleasing to the mind, pleasing to the atma, and then it is making our progress in our spiritual life. So this type of austerity. So that is why here Srila Prabhupada says they all became satisfied and forgot the austerities they underwent. In the material world, if one is successful after hard labor, he is very pleased. That's all. Sometimes we achieve something, so-called achieve. Because material world, we can't achieve anything. But so-called achieve something, you become very happy. Yes, I have done this. But the problem, how long it will last actually? You fix one problem, then you think I have fixed everything. By the time you turn this way, other problem starts. You keep on doing that. So there is no, but similarly, this is like a very crude this thing, but similarly the devotee forgets all the labors and austerities as soon as he contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is like when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving darshan, so then practically the devotee forgets everything. Like Dhruva Maharaj's case, Dhruva Maharaj, he started from the beginning. He wanted a kingdom bigger than his grandfather's kingdom. He wanted a big kingdom. But he did the right thing. He got the right instruction. Mother Suriti, she gave the instruction. And also Narada Muni came and he tested also. And then finally he followed the process given by Narada Muni. And then he had the darshan of the Lord. Say like here Prachetas had the darshan of the Lord. And now Guru Maharaj also, he had the darshan of the Lord. But when he had the darshan of the Lord, he completely forgot everything. Dhruva, my dear Dhruva, what do you want? Dhruva completely forgot. What is the purpose of his all? Why he started the whole thing? And then he says a nice prayer. He says, this Srila Prabhupada quotes that it's like mentioned in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, where it is mentioned, there's nice prayer. Sthana bilashi tapaso sitoham, vam praptavam deva munindra guhyam, kachan vichinvam abhidivya ratnam, swamin krutartosmi varam nayache. He says, then he was being blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dhruva Maharaj said, oh my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penances and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great demigods, saintly persons and kings to attain. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. This is the beauty. The beauty is when you perform devotional, pure devotional service, anyabhilashita sunyam, when you perform devotional service, even though your beginning maybe you had some abhilash, but the process of devotional service is so purified that when you have a darshan of the Lord, no, I do not want anything. So this is the beauty. It's not like this is a test actually. When you perform devotional service, still tanam dehi, putram dehi, danyam dehi, that means like there is not some purification has not happened actually. So that means when we perform devotional service, we have to understand Krishna, you have already given everything. What is there to ask from again? When you are already given facility, already given whatever things are needed for me, you are already given. I don't have to ask anything. And anything needed also, you are ready to provide anyway. whatever needed for our devotional life, Krishna is ready to provide. So this is the conclusion. This is the conclusion that devotee has to come, like a Guru Maharaj. But Prahlad Maharaj also didn't ask anything. Sankat Narasimha Dev is standing before him. He could have asked anything. He says, no, I just want to tavavritya seva. First he said, want to please forgive my father and all because he has committed an offense. And he is asking tavavritya seva. Because of your great devotee Narada Muni, his instruction, I am able to understand you, I am able to have your darshan because of you. That's why he said, I always should engage in the service of your servant, Tava Bhakti Seva. So this is the duty, because all the acharyas are giving this example for us to emulate what we should ask for. Like we don't ask for this, okay, now I have seen this thing, now I have got darshan of the Lord, so that now I am independent, I can do anything and everything. No, still they are, yes, because of my guru, because of the mercy of my spiritual master, I am able to have your darshan. Now I am purified, I do not want anything. So this is the beauty of having the association of the Lord. And here Srila Prabhupada says, although Dhruva Maharaj was only a 5-year-old boy, he underwent severe austerities by eating simply dry foliage, drinking only water and taking no food. In this way, after 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka. When he saw the Lord, he forgot all his austerities and said, Swami Kritartosmi. My dear Lord, I am very pleased. He said, very pleased. Even though, so that should be the moon. Because it's not like the Lord, we don't understand. There are so many people, so many Lakshmi, Sahasra, Savasambrama, Sevyama. So many people are ready to serve the Lord. And the Lord has given some opportunity for us to do. That means it is a great privilege. It's a great privilege. It's not like we are doing any favor to the Lord. We can't do any favor to the Lord. Even Lakshmi Devi, he is like Sahasra Lakshmi is serving Krishna. What is our little bit of insignificant seva to Krishna? No, it doesn't mean anything to him, one sense. But in another sense, it means a lot to him. Because he wants each and he is like, he has individually connected with everyone. Yes, he also, whatever with the love, with the affection, with the bhava, if something is offered to the Lord, God is prepared to accept that. So this is Lord's reciprocation, Bhakta Vatsala. Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. So that is why, so yes, because it is our privilege to be engaged in devotional service, it is our privilege to do something for him. That way, we actually said in the Vaikuntha, even the Lakshmi is the palace, they are also cleaning the palace. What is there to clean actually? The palace, there is nothing to clean, everything is wonderful, Chintamani only, but they are also cleaning because they want to engage in the service of the Lord. They don't want to like, everything is clean, I don't have to do anything. They don't allow the servants to do that because it is my Lord's palace, we have to personally do. So this is the mood of the devotees actually. So even though Lord does not need anything, but the devotee thinks, yes, I want to do something for the Lord. Actually, by doing something for the Lord, it is for our benefit only. Lord is not going to be benefited by this. So Srila Prabhupada continues there saying, of course, these austerities were performed in the Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, but not in this age of Kali. As we all know the sloka, this is Kriteya Dhyayato Vishnu, Tretaya, Ijato Mahe, Dwapare Parisaryaya, Kalotat Harikirtana. Satya Yuga, there is one type of austerity. Dwapara Yuga, one type of austerity. So this is like a different austerities are mentioned. But in this Kali Yuga, because of the nature of Kali Yuga, Manda Sumanda Madayo nature, it is very difficult. That is why the process of God realization also made very easy. Like when you go in India, you will get learn Hindi in 30 days, learn Telugu in 30 days. So like all these small books will be there. Like this is like a, because you may not have to, you may not have the time and inclination to do all these things, and just some crash course. You know, like same way, here in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult. You say you have to read all the things, 18 Puranas, all the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, all the Ramayana, Mahabharata, all the, that will completely will be given up. You won't be able to do anything. So now everything has to be given like a capsule form. Everything is a capsule form. You have to give him capsule form. That is only working, going to work. Because he is going to live 100 years. And 100 years also he is not going to survive for full 100 years. Because of all the different other things are happening. So, it is very difficult. So, that is why the process of God realization is also made very easy. So the same benefit is there, but the process is like a, nobody is going to persevere, nobody is going to survive. So that is why the process is made very easy. So that's why Srila Prabhupada explains here. But not in this age of Kali. In this Kali Yuga, one can attain the same result simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So all the sages of Naimisharanya, they were worrying actually. They were worrying what is going to happen. Because normally the in government, they make policies, 5 years policy, 10 years policy, going forward, what are we going to do? So they were also worried actually. The Kali Yuga is starting, how the people of Kali Yuga will make a spiritual realization, how they will understand God realization, how it will happen. So they were worried. So then they, to answer that question, they say, Kale Doshan Ide Rajan, Astihi Eka Mahaguna. Kale Doshan Ide Rajan. Kali is a ocean of faults. Everybody knows that. Doshan Ide. Doshan Ide means the ocean of faults. Kale Doshan Ide Rajan, Astihi Eka Mahaguna. But there is one good quality, in this Kali Yuga. There is one good quality still. What is a good quality? Kirtanat eva Krishnasya mukta sangha paramataja. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya. By just chanting the holy name of Krishna, we can get beyond liberation. Not just liberation, it's just only byproduct only. Liberation is a byproduct of bhakti. You get pure bhakti, pure Krishna bhakti, Krishna prayer, you can get that. So that is why this Kali Yuga is very, very special. Because even the other personalities, other great personalities, they want to take birth in this Kali Yuga so that they can make advancement actually. Because in the other Yugas, it's very difficult. Even Kali Yuga in this every planet, it's like even though there is happiness, distress, all these things, still people don't want to give up this material world. No, they don't. Because spiritually, in the higher planetary system, so much happiness, then it is very difficult. Very, very difficult to forget God. Everything is going on fine. What is the question? Here only they ask, I'm working very hard, I'm making so much money. Then why are you bringing the question of God into this equation? They think I'm doing everything. But wait, what is one small thing completely locked off everyone? Like how we are struggling. Struggling for months and months, and I don't know how many months we are going to struggle and how many years we are going to struggle, we don't know. So this is just like one insignificant thing that is completely caused so much devastation, and we have the audacity to say God, you know, God is not there and God is dead, all these statements we are making. Just one insignificant portion of God is creating this, and then how the God is coming, then what can we give actually? Are we in a position to handle that? We are not. So that is why we have to take this message, like Srila Prabhupada says here. Because the people of this age have fallen, the Lord has kind enough to give them the easiest method. The easiest method is giving. This is like a hard, you go and do tapasya for this many years. You are not going to live that many years. What are the tapasya you are going to do? You are going to live 100 years. Out of the 100 years, 50 years goes into sleep only. And then you have only very limited time left, you can't do anything significant. So that is why the process of God realization is made easy. But Srila Prabhupada quotes the other saying that, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, one can attain the same result. However, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, we are so unfortunate that we are not even attracted to chanting the Maha Mantra. So this is the wonderful Sikshashtaka prayer where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the step like as a conditioned soul, like normal conditioned soul. How the conditioned soul is like completely naam namakari bhaguda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala etadrishi tava krupa bhagavannamapi durdhaivam idrisham iha janina anuraga. Oh my dear Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names you have invested as your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of kindness you enabled us to easily approach you by your holy name. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. So this is, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse. Because we don't have any attraction for them. Because the chanting of holy name, that can alone can deliver us. Chanting the Hare Namaya, Hare Namaya, Hare Namaya, the alone Haritam can do that. But the problem is we don't have faith. because we think maybe we have to do something special, something other activities we have to do. Because this, we got used to this complicated mentality, especially even for this also we have to do something complex. The complex is not needed. So why the acharyas are saying Hare Nama, this is like a yogi nama, nirmitam, Hare Nama anukirtanam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is full of quotations like this one. All the yogis, all the jnanis, all the tapasvis, they have determined. We don't have to determine anything. We have to only follow only. Because we don't have to do many research. Research work is already done by Acharya. We have to just follow. Hare Nama Anukirtana. So that all the instructions are there. So here, in this section where Prachetas did the right thing. Yeah, according to their yuga, whatever the yuga they are living in, that is the method of sacrifice, method of austerity, they perform. And they understood that performance of all these austerities is to please Lord Hari. Once Lord Hari is there, Lord Hari is very pleased, and then he gave darshan, and then he is going to give further blessings to Prachetas. So this is the way to make benediction, and to get the benediction from the Lord, to obtain the favor from the Lord. So this is possible by getting the association of the devotees, by the association of Narada Muni, by the association of Lord Shiva, so like Rudra Gita, by the mercy of the Lord. But the same austerity is material, austerity is performed, but the end result is again repeated birth and death. So we have to, some work has to be done, but if you put our effort in the spiritual austerities, then that way we are, your destination is very clear. Stop here. There are any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you very much. Nirantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.